Carrington said people were quandering the political scene in the USA. He meant pondering, sure, but the word slipped out and wouldn't go back the way it came. Not squandered, not broken, not burning the street, just thinking in circles, politely delayed. Microphones warm, opinions aligned, decisions and deferred, decade mislaid. A word fell sideways through the broadcast band, and suddenly everything sounded right. We're quandering, quandering, live on our end. Thoughts on hold, but the signal's strong. Everyone talking in careful turns about what should happen someday later on. Not guilty, not idle, not asleep at the wheel, just hovering softly where action won't land. If pondering asks what is true, then quandering asks how long can we stand. Geraldine holding the question steady like porcelain cups in a shaking hand. Hamish circling patient and sharp, never stepping beyond what the facts will stand. Words line up, impeccably trimmed, every caveat polished, every doubt aired. But the moment where something tips or breaks is chaired and deferred and carefully chaired. A nation thinking out loud to itself until the echo becomes a room. We're quandering, quandering, coast to coast, inside rich but momentum poor. Wide awake in a sleepless age where nothing quite closes, nothing quite cures. Not squandered wealth, not torched ideals, just clarity waiting for nerve or plan. If pondering is wisdom's pause, then quandering is the pause that ran. But still alive, before judgment, before waste, before history chose a side. A verb for being stuck mid-thought, with maps but no agreed north. Not sin, not crime, not failure, just the long delay before the fall. Studio lights, calm voices, shortwave hum, analytical grace, a language built to name everything except the moment we don't replace. So bring poor old Quandar back to life, dust it off, let it do its work for times when minds are busy as hell but decisions quietly shirk. We're quandering, quandering, live on our end, not lost, not fooled, not blind, just thinking so hard, so publicly.